The following episode is powered by Sennheiser, the future of audio.
Hi, this is Jennifer Manavi, founder and CEO of Physique 57. You've heard my mom's got this story. Now we want to hear yours. Call toll-free at 833-THIS-MOM. That's 833-844-7666 and share your own mom's got this moment. It can be about your mom and you, about your own mom journey, or even about another amazing mom. Make sure to tell us your first name and where you're from. And Michelle and Stacy might share your mom's got this moment on the show. Again, that's 833-844-7666.
Welcome to Hashtag Mom's Got This. Get your mom life fixed 4 days a week. I'm Stacey Eagle.
And I'm Michelle Park. Together we chatted up with a new boss mom each week about her journey and why she's got this. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
Eric is traveling for work right now. He is in Toronto, or on his way to Toronto. And because I came in here early, I had no idea like when he was leaving or what he was doing. And so I'm coming up the elevator and he calls me. And we had like kind of had this like weird fight in the middle of the night because both of the kids were up and I was irritated that he wasn't taking the crying child out of the room. And he was irritated because he was just trying to sleep. And we're both like yelling at each other and it's 2 a.m. And then I left, right? And he left for Toronto and that was it. Anyway, I'm coming up the elevator. He calls me. He goes, "Can I buy you some perfume?" I'm like, "What? Did you say perfume? Who wears what?" He's like, "Perfume. Do you want perfume?" I'm like, "No, why are you asking me this question at 9 a.m? I'm in an elevator and aren't you at the airport?" And he goes, "I walked through duty free and I felt really bad that we have these two sleep terrorists that don't let us sleep and we are always yelling at each other. So I thought I would buy you something, but the only thing they have in duty free is perfume." And I was like, you know, like, sometimes I want to strangle him, but I'm really glad that he is the man that I chose to have a relationship with. Aww. So there is a shout out to my husband, Eric.
That is very nice of you, which you rarely do.
I know. I'm very rarely nice to Eric, but deep down in my heart, I love him. Aww. Anyway, we are also very lucky today to have Jennifer Manavi, the founder of Physique 57, in the studio with us. Thank you for coming back.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be back.
So we were off podcasting or off site talking about like our routines and relationships and how you manage
three kids.
And if they go to the same school or not. So we'd love to hear more about that.
Sure. So they go to 3 different schools, 2 on the east side, 1 on the west side.
Wow.
And thank goodness for Manhattan. Like, I could never leave Manhattan because your kids can walk to school. So the older one walks to school. The younger one is in a carpool. So she comes over to the west side with, I think there's 5 kids in the carpool. And then I walk my little guy to school. So it's actually not so bad, I have
to
say.
So how do you do a carpool? Are you a parent on board once?
No, it's actually a driver. So it's an Uber driver who it's one of the parents found this driver. And so he is an Uber driver, but he just has this regular gig. So he starts picking up the children around 7:15-ish and then makes his way uptown and then drops them off. And then after that, he just turns on his Uber and then he's done. Wow. So it's basically an Uber that we have on a recurring basis with the same guy who's lovely and has like rules in the car. And
that's great.
So cute. I've never been in the car or driven in the car. I've seen the car. But I think the kids have fun, and they're all different ages. So it's just quickly across the park, so it's not that long. Yeah. But it's definitely
Does the children have like different personalities that they are going to different schools, or is it a city thing?
Yeah, they really are so different. They're very different. They have different learning styles. So one is in a co-ed school, one's in an all-boys school, one's in a school with smaller classes. And one of the benefits of Manhattan is you have one of everything. So just like you can pick different workouts, you can pick different schools. And once I started to think about the children differently, I just opened my eyes to they really don't need to go to the same school. Hmm. And in fact, when I do meet people who have 2 or 3 children at one school, I feel like that's so unusual. I'm like, really? That's so interesting that one school could fit everyone's needs. Yeah. And it's definitely more work. I mean, there's more emails and blog and passwords and all of that stuff that I have to figure out. But thank God for the iPhone that saves your passwords and I think technology, I'm not a huge tech fan. I'm not necessarily advanced, but I think the iPhone has definitely made managing these children very easy. Like texting babysitters and apps and this and that is really, I use everything.
And your Physique 57 app is really good too. But how do you, you said on our Monday episode that you attend like mostly everything. How do you do that?
Yeah, because there's three. So what if they all have a concert on the same day?
It's turned out that they haven't. That's a really good question. And probably next week it'll all change. But I cursed the whole thing. No, but up till now, no one has ever had any events at the same time. And sometimes there's been some weekend things and we just divide and conquer. And they also have a lot, I mean, a dad, a great dad, and then a lot of great babysitters in the city. So sometimes if I say, you know, XYZ babysitter is going to take you to this birthday party on a Saturday, they're jumping up and down.
Oh, really?
That's great.
Yeah, so they're so happy. So we have a handful of 20-somethings that are great. We have some older women that are great. We have the full-time nanny. So it's really a whole – it takes a village, of course.
Do you have a Google Doc for all this?
No. Oh, my gosh. No. That would be even more confusing. No, pretty much my phone. Just – that's it.
You know I have all those Google Docs. Yeah, and I have one kid.
I've been thinking about this because Madeline has like activities throughout the week and also on the weekends. And I'm like, if I added a second child into this scenario, like she goes – for some reason, Eric doesn't like to take her to ballet. Like he thinks the moms there are not friendly to him or welcoming. There goes
Eric. Poor Eric.
I know. He's now back under the bus. But yeah, like so on the weekends, generally, do you rotate it? Like you – like mm-hmm. some weeks you send one. Okay. So it's.
Yeah. Everyone gets. And actually, once you have a teenager, they get everywhere by themselves. So that is huge.
That must be like such a huge difference. Yes. And suddenly Via, you're like, wow.
We use Via and Uber, and I think they're relatively safe and you can track and they have phones you can call. So I have found that the Ubers and the Vias and the phones and all of that have really helped. Of course, there's a whole other dark side to all of that. So had iPhones not been invented, we'd be fine. But it has made my older son getting around a lot faster. And then I had to find my iPhone so I know when he's at Shake Shack and things like that. Why are you still at Shake Shack? So, yes, it's been I think it's complicated, but it's all doable. And we do have a schedule that we put up so everyone can see it and everyone knows what they're doing. And
so that's kind of like a Google Doc.
You have it's not a Google Doc, but it is a document.
You have a schedule on the refrigerator, I'm sure. Yes. Or something like that.
Yes, it is right by, it's across from the refrigerator, yes.
Yeah. Coming up, you'll hear from Jennifer about how you can take a routine and change it up. Hey guys, we are so excited that you've been listening and downloading, and we're grateful for it. So now, rate us and tell us what you like about the show on iTunes.
And leave us a review. Leave that 5-star rating. We would so appreciate
it. It's so easy to just click that button and do the 5-star rating.
For a tutorial, go to Stacey's Instagram.
Yeah.
Hashtag Moms Got This is a production of Mouth Media Network, powered by Sennheiser. Reach out and follow us on social media at Moms Got This Show. And me, Michelle, at Mish Plus Two.
Or me, Stacey, at Stacey Eagle.
Check out our website, momsgotthisshow.com.
So, Jennifer, you know, as an entrepreneur myself, as being an entrepreneur, I have different things always happening so that maybe I don't have the exact same routine. But there are times where you can do this, you come in the office, you do that, you answer these emails. And like, how do you create more creativity for yourself for running a business for 14 years?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think in order to stay, especially in this environment, to stay current and even stay ahead of the game, you really need to give your brain appropriate space, ample space to come up with ideas and just learn about what's going on and let the creative juices flow. And it's really hard to do that if every single day looks exactly the same and you don't have some time to yourself for thinking. So I really, really, really take different opportunities throughout the day to listen to different people talk or podcasts or TED Talks. Tony Robbins I really like. Even LinkedIn Learnings. I don't know if you all know what that is, but LinkedIn has a whole learning platform. So sometimes when I'm getting ready, like today, when I was getting ready to come here, I listened to a LinkedIn Learning about improving focus and just got me thinking about things I do during the day that I could eliminate because it does suck some of the focus out of your life. So even like 7 minutes when you're getting ready in the morning, on the subway, I try to listen to something. On the way home, I listen to something. And there's also music, which is always fun. But I really try to
Has that changed your day-to-day? Yeah, or is it more incorporated?
Well, I think what it does, it's I have specific times for it, but it gets me thinking, and then some of those thoughts then can change the day. So by creating an opportunity to think and hear other people's opinions and some lessons and just having interesting – hearing people have interesting conversations – I very often have something to write down and I'll go into work and I'll either put it in the like have to tackle right away or tackle at some point. But it just allows me to not feel like I'm just doing the same thing every day. And it's really, really helpful. And there's this great app that I use called Pocket. So Pocket is an app that reads you articles. So if you read and find an article in New York Times or anywhere online, you send it to Pocket. And then Pocket, you press audio and it reads it to you. So throughout the weekend, for example, you can find all these great articles. And then just during the week have – it's not a very nice voice, I'll tell you. It's sort of like a robot voice. But she reads it to you. And so I just like kind of like to have things in my ear all the time. Yeah, like people just talking to me and giving me
Well, you'll definitely love listening to all the people on this podcast. Yeah. But I definitely agree. Like recently, we developed this podcast for Michelle and I to hear the lives of working moms and feel good about ourselves that we are working moms.
And also we get so much great advice.
We get so much great advice. And so I go back and listen to it. But then I haven't listened to other podcasts until ours. And then I've been listening to other ones. And it's really nice to just get out of your world.
Right.
And even though a lot of the ones I'm sure we're both listening to are how you build things and how you succeed and life goals and, you know, how to grow, at least mine are like listening to how I built this. Or I also listen to Mark's podcast, Funny People Talking. I just listened to that too, which is very funny. So yes, I think that's a great idea to expand your mind. And that's why I do this.
Well, thank you so much for coming back with us today, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
If you like Funny People Talking, I think maybe you should check us out.
That's Elsie, the producer for Funny People Talking. I'm Mark Rako. I'm one of the hosts. And also with me is...
Danielle. I'm one of the other hosts. And you know what, Elsie? I actually think you're a funny person. And on the show, you do talk. So it really lives up to its name.
So if you love great interviews that have a lot of heart, improv comedy, and just a really fun discussion, you should check out the podcast Funny People Talking on Mouth Media Network and wherever the best podcasts are found, because I think this is one of the best podcasts, don't you, Elsie?
Well, duh.
And what about you, Danielle?
Well, duh.
And what about you, all the listeners out there? So you must believe all these people. We don't lie at all, but we are funny. Listen to Funny People Talking every Monday and really anytime. It's a podcast.
Yeah, and we don't lie.
Make sure to subscribe and show us some love on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever the best podcasts are found. Our fantastic theme music was created just for us by Lily Lane and Joe Pasco. This show can only be reproduced or published with express written permission of Mouth Media Network. We are so looking forward to spending time with you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, Mom's got this.